And we're joined on the line this morning by David Nexon, who has written a book called Lion of the Senate, When Ted Kennedy Rallied the Democrats in a GOP Congress. He served as Senator Kennedy's senior health policy advisor and director of Kennedy's Senate Health Committee health staff for 22 years. So he knows a little bit of the inside workings, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, David. Thanks for sharing time with us. Appreciate it.
Bruce, I'm glad to be with you.
So let's talk about the Lion of the Senate. Why this book? Why now, I guess, is a question for you on this.
Well, it turned out to be a little bit of serendipity. The book tells the story of how Senator Kennedy rallied the Democrats to defeat the Gingrich agenda after the 1994 election. And at the same time, even in that highly polarized environment, to pass important progressive legislation. And what happened is really strikingly similar to the situation we've got today. Everyone was really stunned when Gingrich was able to get elected in 94 and bring in this wave of Republicans. They took control of the House and Senate for the first time in 40 years, and they had this radical right-wing agenda, which it turns out is virtually identical to the agenda that the Republicans in Congress are pushing today. And everyone felt at the time that they were going to be successful. The Democrats were demoralized, and Kennedy really, the way Kennedy rallied the Democrats to defeat them and then pass progressive legislation that, well, really provides kind of a playbook for today's Democrats as we face this same radical right-wing majority in the House and Senate, and we have a Republican president and President Trump.
Do you look at anybody in today's Democratic Party or in the Senate that would be representative of Senator Kennedy? He at that time had been serving our country for many years, so as you even called the Lion of the Senate, anybody like that out there now?
Well, I think those of us who work for Senator Kennedy for so many years are all biased. We don't think there's anybody who's ever going to be quite like him. But I do think that there are many able Democratic senators who are progressive and are of goodwill, and I think that they can take lessons from Senator Kennedy to achieve many of the same things that he achieved in this environment. And if you think about what made Kennedy so successful, he was a kind of an unusual mixture of idealism and pragmatism. And the idealism said, I'm going to aim high. My goal is to make life better for the American people, particularly those people who need help the most, the elderly, the poor, children. And I'm going to aim high to do that and be idealistic about it. But at the same time, I'm going to be pragmatic and recognize that to get where I need to go, I may need to compromise. I almost certainly will need Republican partners, so I need to reach out to the other side. And I need to mobilize all the tools of a good politician to get these things done. There's an inside game and an outside game, and Senator Kennedy really knew how to play all of them, and we describe those things in the book.
David, you talk about the inside game, the outside game. How much was Senator Kennedy hands-on? In other words, was he sort of the out-and-about, one-on-one contact? Or how much did he depend on people like you to get the message across?
Well, Senator Kennedy was a combination of hands-on and delegation. You know, in some ways he had what I'd call an executive temperament. So the message you got when you got to that office, I mean, nobody said it out loud, but that was sort of the message you got, was that Senator Kennedy didn't want to do anything that a staff person could do for him. He only wanted to do things that it took a senator to do. And he worked harder than any man I've ever known before or since. But because he was able to delegate as well, he was able to expand his influence across a whole range of policy, both foreign and domestic. And that was one of the things that made him so successful. He selected good staff, and he gave them a certain amount of autonomy while making sure that he did the big decisions. A lot of the things that go on in the Senate also are very personal. And one of the things that Senator Kennedy did was that he was a very gregarious guy. He was very charming, and he also liked people. And he made a point of reaching out to all his colleagues, both Republicans and Democrats, and establishing friendly relationships with them. And those relationships created a level of trust, which were terribly important in his ability to get things done within the Senate. So he was both very hands-on and also a very good delegator.
Since that time, the climate on both sides is kind of, the divide has gotten bigger, it seems, or at least that's the impression we always get. Trying to get some bipartisan things passed seem to always have some trouble, even now when we're just looking right now at currently when they're trying to nominate, get a Supreme Court justice, or seems to be these words historic or first time ever or things that are coming out of some, you know, larger type playbook. Is the same kind of a thing that Senator Kennedy would be able to do? Can that stuff sort of still work in today's climate, the way things are happening in Washington?
Yeah. Well, I think there are two things that need to be done today, and it's the things that Senator Kennedy did back in 95. The first thing is that we have to fight back. I mean, what we've got is an agenda that's really antithetical to everything the Democratic Party stands for and what those of us who are liberals or progressive feel is the right direction for the country. The way Senator Kennedy fought and defeated that in 1995 was that he helped unify the Democrats, and I think the Democrats are really quite unified today. But the second thing he did, and what the party has to do today, is to let the American people know what the real goals of the Republican Party and President Trump are. I think one of the great tragedies of this recent election is that voters didn't realize that their vote was more than a choice between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. It was also a vote between a radical right-wing agenda that most of the voters were neither aware of nor supported. I mean, the American people don't really want to take health insurance away from millions and millions of people by the repealing the Affordable Care Act or by cutting the Medicaid program very deeply, as the Republicans have proposed. They don't want to block, grant, and cut the food stamps and other nutrition programs that make it possible for people in America to not to starve, not to go to bed hungry at night, including children. They don't want to slash education funding and take away those ladders of opportunity so people can move up out of the middle class or the working class and become successful in the United States. They don't want to cut back they don't want to gut the environmental programs and public health protections that make us all, confident that the air we breathe and the foods we eat and drink aren't going to kill us. They don't want to gut the protections against abuses by the financial industry that brought us to the Great Recession. They don't want to do any of those things, but that's the Republican agenda. But the more people understand that that's what it is, and the more unpopular it becomes, the more the Republicans will back off from pursuing it, the more likely we are to defeat it. On the other hand, we also need a progressive agenda that people can rally around and that individual senators can reach out to their counterparts and try and find some common ground where people have a common interest in doing something and move forward. And you never know exactly what that's going to be. You have to work at it. I mean, Senator Kennedy, when he had an idea of something he wanted to do, he would look around. The first thing he would do would be to try and find a Republican senator who shared the goal, even if he might have a strong disagreement about the means. And he was immensely successful in doing that. The one we highlight, I think, the most in the book is the Child Health Insurance Program, which now insures 8 million children. He did that with his good friend Orrin Hatch. But they didn't do it just because they were friends. Kennedy used to joke when he and Hatch were on a bill together and that one of them hadn't read it, which, of course, wasn't true. What it meant was that they shared a goal, getting poor children insurance coverage, and then they'd managed to reach a compromise on the way you get there that would satisfy both their needs. And he was always searching for partners like that. He, for example, with Strom Thurmond, who was about as far as you could imagine from Senator Kennedy and his personal beliefs, he found out that Strom Thurmond had a child who had type 1 diabetes. The issue then was fetal tissue research, which was thought to be something that would possibly aid in treating type 1 diabetes. And so he and Thurmond teamed up to get rid of the federal prohibition on support for fetal tissue research that had been in place up to then. And it passed with overwhelming bipartisan support. Kind of ironic now when you think of all the fuss that's been made about Planned Parenthood giving that fetal tissue for research, but that was sort of the Kennedy role. It was to find people who had a common goal, figure out a way that they could get together on a means to reach that goal, and then move forward to build support, gather other allies.
David, one more.
And I think it can happen at today's Senate. Sorry?
Yeah, that's okay. One more question for you. You worked with the senator for 22 years. When all was said and done, was there a time when he ever voiced that, you know, I really wanted to be president, or I would have made a good president, or what kind of president do you think he would have been?
Well, I never heard him voice that. I mean, the senator was never a guy, at least when he talked to other people, to look back. He was always looking forward. What's the next thing I could do? And when other people would be discouraged, he'd never be discouraged. He'd want to forge forward. So I never heard him express disappointment. In terms of what kind of a president he would be, I think he would be terrific. He was an incredibly intelligent guy. He was smart enough to read, also smart enough to know when he didn't know something. He'd reach out to everybody to get a broad range of advice before he'd move forward. He had incredible instincts, both in terms of thinking tactically, how to get something done on the short term, and strategically, what you needed to do over the long term. He was right on so many of the major issues of the day, including the Iraq War, when most of the Democrats fell in line. The senator knew that was a big mistake. I just think he would have been fabulous, and it's a shame he wasn't able to get elected. I think if he'd been nominated in 1980, he would have defeated Ronald Reagan, and our whole history would have been quite different.
The book is called Lion of the Senate, When Ted Kennedy Rallied the Democrats in a GOP Congress. Our guest this morning, David Nexon, he along with Nick Littlefield putting this together. David, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for your insight.